Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the KeyBank Ask the Manager show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, a tough one last night, 4-0 loss in a series opener. I know sometimes you get shut down, and hitting-wise, you think, maybe they didn't take advantage of some good stuff. But last night, David Price sure looked awfully good.
He was, and that's now, you know, I mean, his pedigree or his resume, however you want to say it, is at the top of the league for a long time. And he's one of the better pitchers in the game that feels really good about himself. And I thought we did a pretty good job of actually getting hits. You know, we got base runners, you know, 3 or 4 innings. And then he had the ability to throw consistent strikes and stay out of the middle of the plate and add and subtract. And then, you know, like even when Santana hits that ball, it looks like it's a base hit to left and they get double play out of it. So sometimes you got to give the other team credit. I mean, they played and pitched a really good game. And Danny was matching him pitch for pitch. And then he got in a situation where, you know, you have to pitch to Miggy. And he threw him a cutter that was caught way too much to the plate. And Miggy does that with that, what he does to mistakes. That's why he's Miggy.
And you look at what he's doing, and he's doing it now without Victor Martinez batting behind him, but son of a gun, if Cespedes isn't on fire at the plate right now, it just seems like it's a no-win.
That's something to think about. You know, Cespedes is having a really good year. And certainly there's going to be opportunities where we don't want to pitch to Miggy. I mean, we'll try to take the opportunity to not. I know if you walk a guy to make it bases loaded, you know, with less than 2 outs, you're asking for trouble. Sometimes you have to get good hitters out. I'm not saying you look forward to it, but you have to get them out.
Getting back to facing David Price, a lefty, and the Indians have done better in as the season has gone along against left-handed starters. And I thought last night interesting, Brantley with a couple of hits, Jason Kipnis, Brandon Moss. What makes those hitters solid, whether it's a lefty or a righty?
Well, it's different in every case. You know, with Kip and Brantley, they have the ability to go to the opposite field, which against the lefty I think is probably the most important thing. Mossy's not thinking about the opposite field. When they go that way, it's kind of by accident. But when he gets a pitch, he hasn't been missing it. And early in the season, that's what was happening. He was taking the same swings. He just either fouled back or miss it. Now he gets it, and he gets the barrel to it. And I don't think the split with Mossy really matters. If he gets a fastball he likes, he's going to take a whack at it.
Roster move today. You mentioned it yesterday. Scott Acheson activated. C.C. Lee saw some action last night. He's back down in Columbus. Any difference? I know it's a very small sample size, but from what you see of his stuff, and what is it going to take for him to try and stick up here?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just him understanding that he belongs. I know at every level he's gotten to in his professional career, it's taken him a little while to understand that he not only belongs, but once he understands that, then he starts to thrive. And I think we're still waiting to see that here. I thought watching the ball coming out of his hand, and like you said, it was a small sample size, but the ball was coming out pretty good. He had good life. I thought his breaking ball was improved. You know, I still want to see right-handers have a little bit of give, and we haven't seen that. And not sure if there's just not enough deception in that delivery, because it looks like there should be. But we're trying to talk to him and show him and, you know, have him be athletic as a pitcher, because, you know, he used to throw from different arm angles. And then once he got hurt, he hasn't done that. And we're kind of trying to say, hey, that's okay. Go ahead and be athletic.
And now today, the Tigers throwing Justin Verlander, hasn't pitched yet this season. How do you prepare for that when it's someone who's established but hasn't been out there this year?
Well, you know, and again, because we're in the division, we've seen our hitters have seen him a lot. But you don't quite know how he's feeling. And so again, you know, hopefully, just like normal, you know, you try to make him work for everything, and hopefully while you're doing that, you're putting some runs up on the board. But as you see a lot of pitches, you'll get a gauge of how he feels and how he's going to attack.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned, more to come from Comerica Park in Detroit after this on the Indians Radio Network.